Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Paul Campanello, the Vice President of Global Marketing at Login VSI. Login VSI maximizes the end-user experience for all digital workspaces. Their flagship product, Login Enterprise, is an automated testing platform that predicts performance, ensures business continuity, and reduces risk. And Mr. Campanello, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
You're welcome, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, can you give us the high-level rundown of your company's technology offerings? That's a great place to kick things off.
Sure, I'd love to. As you said, we maximize the end-user experience for a digital workspace. That may sound like a little bit of marketing mumbo-jumbo, so let me add a finer edge on it. People sit at their desk and do their job, and their digital workspace can be their laptop or their virtual network or their VPN dialing on an endpoint or a Citrix workspace or a VMware workspace. Any of those workspaces comprise a digital workspace. And the end-user experience, which is something that Gartner has been talking an awful lot about, is what people want, how they feel productive. 80% of the world does things on applications now, and applications are the end-user experience. So if your applications aren't performing well, you're not performing well. So the maximize the end-user experience is a high-level way of saying ensuring end-user satisfaction and productivity. And by doing that, we want to ensure that all the applications are up and running. And there's so much change happening so quickly in the enterprise. Every time a new product is released, if you're in the financial services, it could be SAP. If you're in the healthcare, it could be Epic. And all of those products are constantly changing. Login VSI offers a solution to test those changes in both pre-production and production, as well as on virtualized workstations. So when changes like that hit the end user, they're seamless. They've been tested. You're not going into a brick wall. You're not having an application failure. You're not coming into work at 8 a.m. and finding your workstation at an airline terminal is already down. We would have tested to make sure it's up and running. So that's probably the best way to describe it. We have a testing platform that tests both applications and the endpoint as a whole from production through pre-production.
Yeah, thanks for that fabulous overview of your technology offerings through Login VSI. Now, talking about your product solutions, can you give listeners a few examples of how your offerings are unique and what are your differentiators? That would be also some good information.
Love to. So we help customers understand what their users are experiencing. So if we have an enterprise customer, we let them firsthand see the user experience. And as I said a moment ago, with so much change, the last thing they need, their end users, is more barriers to productivity. So we give the customers a way to rapidly test their adopting virtual desktop infrastructure and find issues before they're impacting. And we do that through acceptance testing, loads testing, end user testing, and continuous testing. And that can all go from production to pre-production. And the platform can continuously test multiple locations to let customers know where a poor user experience is detected.
Now, looking at the pandemic and its impact, the pandemic obviously has shifted a lot of folks to work from home. What are your thoughts on working from home, and how has it changed anything for your company in these regards?
Oh, quite a bit. I mean, it's a whole new world. We all know that. We all are working at home or working at Starbucks and, you know, having the kids knock on the door to get help with their homework. Certainly last year, things have improved this year. But both virtualization and cloud infrastructures have paved the way for much stronger adoption to the work-at-home changes as a result of the pandemic. And let's face it, this work-from-home model is the new normal. But the infrastructures we've built and how we use them has changed, and they've changed a lot. We've basically had to kind of ditch our on-prem strategies. You know, no longer are people tethered to a Ethernet connection at their workspace. They can work anywhere, as I said, at the local Starbucks or in their basement. So we need to make everything accessible and tested from an outside, secure, reliable, and quick way. So to accommodate this, there's so much more change coming down the road on these end-user workstations that we need to assume that they're all going to be able to turn them on at 4 a.m. in Bangkok or 2 p.m. in Palo Alto and make sure they're able to log on and do their work. And that may not just be Microsoft Office. It may be, as I said, that they may be a clinician trying to fill a prescription. They may be a trader trying to access Bloomberg. All of those applications need to have real-time testing at the endpoint, and that's what we do. And we ensure the endpoint, or as again, the digital workstation, is going to be up and running and productive when someone needs to do their job. And more, that's going to be at a remote location.
Fantastic, and really good to have someone like yourself out there, especially during these challenging times. We really appreciate your joining us on behalf of Login VSI. Again, we're speaking with Mr. Paul Campanello, the Vice President of Global Marketing at Login VSI, that maximizes the end user experience for all digital workspaces. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, do you have any tips and tricks on what people should be doing now to better prepare for this to either continue or happen again down the line as what we've been going through for nearly 2 years now?
Absolutely. It's the oldest and time-tested of all tricks, but it's the first one to go out the door when there's a time crunch, and that is test. Test, test, and test. Monitoring can only get you so far. You can monitor a system, but monitoring will give you a red light and tell you it's down. By the time you see that red light, there's already a problem. You don't want to just monitor. You want to test the end user experience. And really, you want to honor that end user experience. You want to put that front and center. You want to make sure that when you're a person, as I said a moment ago, who gets back from walking the dog and has 20 minutes to fire off a trade or an application or a prescription or a simple, you know, note to his team, he's able to do that. It's what drives your whole company. That's productivity. And the only way to do that is to test. Test the end user station. And the way we do that, we don't stop and schedule and run a test. We simply continuously test in the background all the time. We're testing and testing and testing. So the second something goes wrong, you'll know. You know, the last thing you want to do is learn of a problem after it happens. I had an old boss once tell me, don't bring me a problem. And that advice has stayed with me for my whole career. That's a tip and a trick that we honor. We don't bring a problem. We alert and we tell you exactly where the application is and exactly why it's running slow. And we can further give clarity on that. We can dial in. We can say, well, we think it might be centralized to a geo or a specific app because, you know, Microsoft PowerPoint is working fine at Bangalore at 4 in the morning, but it's not working well in Indiana. Or Epic Healthcare is working fine at a hospital in Chicago, but not at a hospital in Florida. So we need to understand the end user experience, and we need to be predictable. And that's why we test in both pre-production and in production. And that the idea is to simply not leave productivity to chance. You want to be ahead of the productivity curve, honoring that end user experience.
Yeah, I really do appreciate those examples shared. That is most helpful. Now, lastly, will workers decide they want to go back to the office when this thing passes, or is there a small or large percentage of workers who will demand to continue to work from home? That would be my first question. Looking forward to hearing your response on that. And is there a cost savings for them to keep people at home anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a new normal. And I hate that expression, but I think it's totally true. I think the effects of this pandemic are going to run much longer, farther, and deeper than anyone anticipates. And that's what I mean by saying there's a new normal. You know, Login VSI is growing. We recently had an equity investment in our company, and I'm scaling my team, and I'm growing. And, you know, the first question people ask in interviews is, well, is it a work-at-home model? So, the interesting part of that is we've been conditioned. You know, people have short memories. You've heard that expression before. So now, you know, this March, you know, we're 3 months away from 2 years of the pandemic life. So this is the new normal, and people expect to be working at home. And as I said, I think these effects are going to be felt long, wide, and deep. And I think that's an opportunity. I think the mode of work that's being proven and done right now, if folks can get back to productivity, organizations can save on real estate, on resource and developing areas, which allow them to save money and recoup a competitive edge. I think companies have strong work from home products. They can leverage some of those to their benefits. And I think you're going to see smaller pods of shared space offices and virtual offices and groupings kind of become the new normal versus, you know, everyone's in their office in downtown Chicago, Tampa, LA, on, you know, from Monday at 8 a.m. to Friday at 5 p.m. I think people are going to shoot in for a meeting Tuesday afternoon and go in for a video call on Thursday morning and almost make it part of their new mobile lifestyle. That's my opinion.
Really do appreciate your insight and information shared on behalf of Login VSI and for your time spent with us here today. Tell us, Mr. Capanello, where can listeners get all the details online on Login VSI and take advantage of the offerings?
Sure. Just go to the website. It's www.loginvsi.com. That's loginvsi.com. And there's a whole wealth of information and product information and customer examples and use cases and case studies and things like that. People can jump in and find as much as they want there.
Easy enough. And we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Mr. Campanello, all the best. And thanks once again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. You have a good day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Paul Capanello, the Vice President of Global Marketing at Login VSI that maximizes the end-user experience for all digital workspaces. And once again, the website of reference is loginvsi.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.